Morning, Robbie.
Morning, guys.
Sydney FC Champions League, 2,000 fans show up?
Sorry?
Only 2,000 fans showed up?
No, there was 6,000.
Well, it's saying, I saw that on the scoreboard too. Like when someone's telling me it was less than 2,000. It's a made-up number.
Well, that's a very negative way to start this
beautiful Friday morning. Yeah, I thought that too,
Stuart. Hey, mate, it's a beautiful Friday morning, but the truth's the truth.
Well, the truth is there was 6,000 people. Now, if we're calling someone a liar here. Who's lying?
Oh, I don't know. That's
who went there and counted? Did someone go there and...
Mario did, he's telling me.
Mario. See, Mario's just anti-Sydney. He goes for Melbourne victory.
Mm. He's a wanderer, man.
Now he's blowing up a tree. He's blowing up even more
Robbie,
now.
I mean, now 24 hours after that, or 48 hours after that, what's been the wash-up from Sydney FC? Have we sort of got any explanation for that flat performance?
Well, we had Milos Ninkovic on our show last night on Just for Kicks on Fox, and I spoke to him quite a bit before the game, and he just said, look, he said they were very flat.
Hmm.
He couldn't really explain it. He said they did have... Obviously, they'd played Saturday in Melbourne. He said the game against Melbourne City, he said everyone thinks it's easy. You know, they won 4-0, but it was a very physical game, and I know it was because I did that game.
Mm.
And he just said that he's friends, actually, with the guy who scored. Hang on a good second, guys. Indigo, I'm on the phone. Go away. Thank you.
We love chatting with Robin.
He knows Damjanovic, the guy who did all the damage and scored both goals, because they're both Serbian, obviously. And Damjanovic said they'd come for a point because they were very worried about Sydney. And he said that they'd had no games, obviously, because they're not in season. And they'd had 3 weeks, basically, to prepare for this game. And Milos sort of said that, that's why they probably looked a little bit fresher, although they're out of season. They were preparing for a one-off game, and Sydney were flat. Quite simple that, but there was certainly more than 2,000 people there.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Tonight,
very rude of you, Stuart.
Oh, mate, Mario just tells me, and I just read it out a bit like Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, well,
Mario, I'm coming in. I was going to come in this morning.
Yeah,
but for personal reasons,
there's no parking. No parking.
I have to drop the phone and come in.
Mate, tonight it's
Mario.
Tonight's the Wanderers up against the Newcastle Jets. The Jets are second on the table. The Wanderers have just got themselves inside the top six. We find out whether they're the real deal or not, I guess, the Wanderers tonight.
Yeah, look, I've tipped the Wanderers, TK. They're on a bit of a roll. They beat Wellington, we know it's Wellington, 4-0 last week, but they'd won the week before at the Mariners. So, I think it was only the second time this season they'd strung two wins back-to-back. But, look, I fancy them. They've obviously had a week off, Newcastle Jets, with the split round. And their last win was against Melbourne Victory, where Victory, to be honest, were a little bit unlucky. Now, they've been a great side this season, Newcastle. Behind Sydney, they've been the most consistent and certainly the best to watch. But I just think Wanderers... bit of a roll, and if they're going to make some presence in the finals, they've really got to go on a run towards the end of this season. And the other thing that I think will be motivating the Wanderers tonight, and I'll be out there at Spotless Stadium, is that their next game, which is in next weekend, is obviously the last Sydney derby of the season against Sydney at Allianz.
Right.
So with that motivation, I think they might get over the line tonight. Right.
And that'll be... Sydney will have the midweek game too in the ACL, so that's going to be hard for
them. They're leaving on Sunday to fly to Shanghai. To play Shanghai Shenhua.
Good time to get them, isn't it? Mate, Wellington up against Perth Glory. Wellington 230.
That's got
230. Perth Glory 285.
That's got to be a misprint, surely.
They're unders, aren't they? They're terrible odds for Wellington.
Well, Perth haven't been much better. I mean, this is certainly the game that is least inspiring of the weekend.
Yeah, okay.
And given the distance that they travel to get there, it's disappointing that it is disappointing. But I'm going to pick Perth because Wellington have been so poor. Poor against the Wanderers last week.
Yep.
The only reason that they give them a chance is because historically at home, they're pretty hard to beat. But that hasn't really proven to be the case. I go for Perth because they've got a class player in Castro, And I think he might get them over the line.
$2.85 they're paying, so put your money on Perth. And Adelaide v the Central Coast.
Adelaide, Central Coast without a win in 10 or 9 now. Got no striker. Mm. Adelaide with a new striker to play. And I think they'll be too strong.
All right, so you're tipping Wanderers to upset the Newcastle Jets. You're tipping the Perth Glory to upset Wellington. You're tipping the favourites, which is fine, Adelaide to defeat the Central Coast. Mate, this morning we had Arsenal in pretty good form. And, of course, that's the Europa League. We've had Champions League the last couple of mornings, but Arsenal getting the job done.
Yeah, Europa League is the least interesting league in Europe. But this was a real danger game for Arsenal. Pretty hard to find a place that's colder than the place they had to go to. It's a very good win, 3-0, north of Sweden. And look, the thing with the Europa League, of course, for Arsenal is they're not going to make the Champions League. They're not going to finish in the top four in the English Premier League. They need to win the Europa League because, of course, you win the Europa League, you get an automatic berth to the Champions League.
Certainly do, certainly do. Scotland manager Alec McLeish, he's back again. 11 years, second time in 11 years.
Yeah, well, who cares?
All right, on that note.
No. I mean, he's obviously a legend in Scotland, but it's not the biggest news of the weekend.
No.
All right.
It was on again last night, too. Right. Braveheart.
Braveheart, I saw it.
How good is it?
I got home late.
I think we need to have a coffee.
And I turned on the TV on Masterpiece, and there it was. Braveheart, Mel Gibson.
Ali McLeish.
He was there, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And, yeah, well, you know, it's never got a good ending.
No.
It's always got the same ending.
Nah, getting drawn and quartered, I can think of better ways of going.
What, you reckon?
Yeah, there is better ways of going.
Off you go, Robbie.
Good on you, Robbie.
Very nasty time to live, that was.
Get those kids to school.
Yes. Flower of Scotland, go.
See you, mate.
See you, Robbie.